A reading from the Gospel of Mary. The Savior said, "Every nature, every form, every creature exists in and with each other, but they will dissolve again into their own roots, because the nature of matter dissolves into its nature alone. Anyone who has ears to hear should hear." And Peter said to him, "Since you've explained everything to us, tell us one more thing. What is the sin of the world?" And the Savior said, "Sin doesn't exist. But you're the ones who make sin when you act in accordance with the nature of adultery, which is called sin. That is why the good came among you." And then Jesus continued and said, "That's why you get sick and die, because you love what tricks you. Anyone who can understand should understand. Matter gave birth to a passion that has no image, because it comes from what is contrary to nature. Then confusion arises in the whole body. That is why I told you to be content at heart. If you're discontented, find contentment in the presence of the various images of nature. Anyone who has ears should hear." Before I start my homily, I'll tell you that these are not the scheduled readings for today. The first reading, God told Moses to tell the people to follow the law that they had been given, and they would be God's people. In the second reason, we hear the accepted reason for Jesus' death, his dying for us sinners. And in the gospel, Jesus sent out the 12 to teach and to heal the people of Israel, who were like sheep without a shepherd. They were to proclaim the reign of heaven drawing near. Nothing I am about to tell you present is proved by anyone but myself. I have chosen different readings. The following is my investigation, my learning, and my struggle with what is sin. I have also been struggling with the legacy of Mary Magdalene since before Pentecost, and so I looked up and I studied the Gospel of Mary and found not only a strong woman leader, but a different definition of sin and a Jesus whose salvation came not from his suffering and dying, but from the way he guided his followers to be fully human. I learned from that, and I'll try to make some connections for you. So my homily. Early Christian writings show faith communities, believers in the way of Jesus, who followed many diverse paths. Many of these writings were later rejected as untrue or heretical. The Gospel of Mary told of Mary's belief and guidance, and she is portrayed as understanding Jesus' message better than did Peter and the male disciples. You gotta know, I loved it for that reason alone. Scholars tell us that these writings may be less about the historical persons Peter and Mary, but instead reflect tensions over women's roles in the early church. Prominent leaders such as Mary and Peter were named as the writers of the Gospels to justify opposing points of view. This Gospel does not point out how Jesus saves or forgives or makes people holy. There is no death and resurrection story. Rather, the focus of these teachings is on being real human beings. For today, I looked at the early Gospel of Mary and Mary's community's idea of sin. The statement of Jesus you heard that really interested me was the one where he said that there is no sin, but the ways we act cause us to get sick and die because we love what tricks us. It's a person's baser instinct that tricked them. Mary's community were people, like people everywhere, who struggled with anger, darkness, and desire. They battled with ignorance and the kingdom of the flesh. They struggled to contain their anger and their wrath. They were people who knew that uncontrollable feelings and urges, anything in excess, was not good from them or their community. When they gathered, they talked of and struggled with the best way to be followers of Jesus, the man who wished them to acquire his peace. Jesus, according to this gospel, is called the Child of Man. Mary Magdalene, in this gospel, has been taught many things that Jesus has taught no one else. And she says that Jesus' primary purpose is to make us better human beings. We are invited to clothe ourselves as a perfect human. It allows people to see their humanity, not as cursed or meaningless, with our lives or filled with failings or sins, but as powerful and good. The entire focus of this reading is on being real human beings. The Gospel of Mary talks about how the inner soul ascends towards God while we are living, and that powers try to stop the soul from ascending. One of the powers that challenge the soul in Mary's gospel is anger. While sometimes helpful, anger can stand in the way of people experiencing the presence of God or peace of mind. Anger can be addictive and can prevent one from good relationships. But anger can also help a person grow. Deciding how to deal with one's anger, then or now, always involves a kind of negotiation with yourself, pictured in the Gospel of Mary. At one point, desire stops the soul and tries to prevent it from proceeding towards a higher point. The soul's ascent can be held back by ignorance or anger or darkness or powers of wrath, which make it difficult for the soul's journey in life. This is a struggle of a living person. This person or soul strives, as we all do, with their feelings, with their emotions, with their actions, their life. In the stories presented, the soul empties itself of the baser instinct that is holding itself back and continues to a more peaceful place. The followers of Mary continue their body's inner struggle in their ascent or journey towards peace, the peace that Jesus promised. They hope to be more perfect humans, as Jesus was, and so the community strives towards building the realm of God, here and now. Only by ridding themselves of what tricks them could they be fully present, so they could respond and work towards the peace of the kingdom. For us with a 21st century mind, the idea of a soul ascending to God is perhaps often understood as something that happens after death. But this does not seem to be the case in the Gospel of Mary. The conversations between the soul and the inner desire make it clear that this self-emptying is going on in relationship to the soul's struggle to be its true self. As I read the sections, I believe they were working to gain an inner peace that we might do when we strive in contemplation. Self-emptying, or letting go, is the core spiritual practice many of us work towards today in contemplation. We learn how to let go. How to let go of your attachment to your self-image, your expectations, your very ideas. Emptying yourself of ego, anger, anxiety, resentment, judgment, just everything. The belief of Mary's community that the work Jesus wished his followers to do was in calming their inner selves and becoming more truly human, became out of favor and was even declared heretical when the church took on structure and named the books to be included in the Bible. The copy of Mary's Gospel, once read and loved, was no longer to be recopied and was placed in a forgotten corner in Egypt. Its rediscovery, as well as copies of other forgotten texts, led scholars to realize how much diversity was to be found in early Christianity. There were so many ways earlier believers followed Jesus. The Christianity that was adopted so often has been understood as praising God and judging humanity. In much Christian piety, humans are pictured as lost and wretched people of amazing grace. TV evangelists and popes alike have portrayed humans so thoroughly deserving of God's condemnation that only the bloody sacrifice of Jesus could make things right. This is not the portrait of humanity found in the Gospel of Mary. Jesus and his followers are united in perfect humanity. The good news is not escaping one's human identity, but embracing it. This gospel does not treat Jesus' death as a key to salvation. His death is not an act of atonement, but rather an event to be overcome through his teachings as told by Mary. This message can be very good news to too many people who have been told in one way or another that they are hopeless and shameful as humans. Jesus' words in the Gospel of Mary about a child of true humanity are strikingly similar to his words about the realm of God in Luke. The realm of God does not come in a way that can be grasped, nor will people say, "Look at it, here it is," or "There it is." The realm of God is among you. The Gospel of Mary's celebration of humanity, then, reclaims the larger message from early Christianity that has been suppressed by later Christian doctrines about sin and corruption. This newly discovered gospel embraces what is good news in human existence and does not focus on guilt or shame of later Christian writings. We are to accept ourselves as human. I seem to feel the need to go full circle and to return to the readings I didn't read to connect them with the ones that I had read and try to connect the two worlds. The first reading, God told Moses to tell the people to follow the law and that they would be God's people. These rules, or the Ten Commandments, are necessarily guidelines for people to live together and thrive. People in every culture, everywhere, have principles on how to behave in their society. The members of Mary's community were following the law of Moses. We, thousands of years later, acknowledge the guidance they give. We hear in the second reading the accepted reason for Jesus' death, that he died for us sinners. The beginning of atonement theology are found in the New Testament. These are attempts to find meaning in the execution of Jesus as an enemy of the state and one cursed by God because he was hung on a tree. Mary's community would have known these challenges to belief in Jesus, and they chose to see Jesus in a different light. Rather than dying for their sins, Jesus in life showed them how to acquire peace of God within themselves and their community. In the gospel, Jesus sent out the 12 to the people of Israel who were like sheep without a shepherd. Mary's community also would have spread what they thought was the good news. I was drawn to this reading because we are a community that values differences, and this reading is different. I have not studied Coptic or Greek, so I didn't read the original. There are at least 10 pages missing, and the ideas were not easy to grasp. They called to me, and so you got some information on them. There were differences then, and there are differences in beliefs today. There is always something to be learned when we look at the differences, wherever they can be found. We are people who follow Jesus when we remember what the reign of God leads to. We place our effort on being really present now and leading an authentic life. In this way, we become, as the people of Mary's community, better humans.